Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you really wanting to improve your self-esteem? Well, today I'm going to talk about a losing formula for it and something you need to avoid, in my view, and from what's really made me challenge with my self-esteem, and what you can do about it instead. And if you stay until the end, I have something special for you then as well. Now, before we dive in to today, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes so you never miss any and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. You can click in the show notes link below. So, self-esteem. Many times in my life, it's been so dependent on external results. For example, dating, like how well, you know, it was going with a girl, or if a pretty girl was into me. Lots of kind of ego driven times in my 20s. I know I'm not alone, and I've heard many stories when it was going well. Awesome about myself, I'm a right catch. If it wasn't, I'm a loser, I'm pathetic, I'm weak, right? And it's something I've had to work through even till now, right? Because of some wounding from early childhood and various things. Now, I also had that in football. Terrible through my teenage years. It was like, I had a good game. Oh, I'm a good footballer. I'm really awesome. I'm a great human being, right? Bad game. I'm useless. I'm a pathetic footballer. And I'm an awful human being. I'm a loser. I'm pathetic. That was how much my self-esteem used to fluctuate on external results. So I was completely at risk on my self-esteem because I wasn't in control of it. I was depending on the outside world and how things went to therefore have an opinion of myself. And it's something even to right now that I've always had to work on, right? Particularly in the last year, I've really been put to the test with this one. And I believe genuinely, there's always going to be a level, the external world, like when I say external world, I mean anything outside of yourself and your own mindset, your own perception, and how you control your own inner world. I believe that the external world is always going to have an impact, right? Something horrific happens. No amount of work is going to be like, meh, don't care. Like, you know, someone leaves you after 5 years or you lose someone. Like, I don't believe there's ever going to be a point where you're like, meh, I've got so much self-esteem from my inner work that it's not impacting me, right? And likewise, if something amazing happens, like in the outside world, we want to feel it. We want to feel amazing. So it's about feeling both, right? Yet, if you're always dependent on the external world, I found, or for me, then it just puts you completely at risk and you can be up and down, or you could be having real tough situations in life and you're always therefore going to, well, you're going to be having low self-esteem for a while if that's the case, right? So I've realized that relying on the external world is a losing formula. You're always at risk, right? So I want to ask you this. How does it help you being so dependent on things outside of yourself for your self-esteem? It's like, oh, if so-and-so says they like me, or if I get that job, well, that's a classic one for me. It was like, oh, if I get the job, I'm amazing. If I didn't, I'm a loser. No one wants me. Right. This is seriously how crazy my mind was. And I know many people share they've had similar, right? Maybe you can relate. It just, when we step back and then look at some of these things our mind tells us, it's ridiculous, right? I didn't get the job, so therefore I'm not worthy as a human being. It's insane, right? But it can really make us feel it and then have a lack of self-esteem. And I found it's come from a lot of beliefs and things in my system that I needed to work through, right? So I want to give you some pointers that have personally helped me a little bit. Firstly, to therefore be in control of your own self-esteem, as I always close the episode saying you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence, and I want you to feel that. So firstly, declare that you are going to be in control of your self-esteem and confidence no matter what. not someone else, not something else, no matter how amazing that person is, no matter how amazing the situation or opportunity is, you are going to be in control of it. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel things. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel emotions when they're challenging. It just means you are going to determine your self-esteem. Okay, you got to make that decision. And it doesn't mean just because you make this decision, it's going to be easy. But the decision is the first bit. The second thing, set your rules for feeling good and high self-esteem. So maybe you just give yourself a hug each morning. You tell yourself you love you, or you spend some quality time with you, even if it's 10 minutes a day in silence and just having a conversation with yourself. Set some very easy, simple rules for yourself to feel good self-esteem, right? Because a lot of us, and this was something I discovered at a Tony Robbins event when we went deep, is a lot of us set ourselves these rules which are like really hard to achieve self-love. It's like, I have to achieve this, 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 and this, and this in order to feel like high self-esteem. And then we get there and then we're like, I feel good now. And then it goes, right? Maybe you've experienced that. I was like, when I get a permanent job, then I'm going to feel awesome. I got a permanent job. Guess what? I felt far from awesome. Well, I felt great at first. And then I started feeling even worse in life because I thought there's an end point. There is no end point in life until the day we leave this planet, right? No matter, you know, you're always going to achieve more things. So set yourself some rules for feeling good. Okay. Now, think of a time, the next one I want to say is think of a time when you really felt amazing. You really achieved something. Maybe you met someone who was incredible. Maybe you achieved something that was amazing after a lot of hard work and courage and consistency. And really feel into that. And then remind yourself of that feeling every single day. Put a smile on your face. Engage all the senses, what you heard, what you saw, what you felt in that moment. And keep reminding yourself of that every single day. It's called an anchor. This is known as psychological. It's called an anchor. So it's a feeling you can revisit again and again. And it's not about the event. It's about the feelings. And when you start feeling those feelings, you remind yourself of your own greatness by doing that. And then my fourth one is something I talked about at the weekend that's a real essential self-love tool. Connect with your inner child every single day. Now, there's an episode more on that. And then if you want some more guidance on inner child work, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. Probably Instagram's better. Or even an email if you want to send one, right? And I can give you a little bit more guidance around that. So inner child work is when you really connect to like a three-year-old version of you, that child who wanted love, who needed that affection, but they were very dependent on like guardians, on parents for it. Well, guess what? That child still lives in you. And you can, if you're neglecting it, it's not going to feel much love. And that, for me, has impacted my self-esteem a lot when I've abandoned myself as a three-year-old. So I started paying attention to that three-year-old I had inside of me, that three-year-old Johnny, right? And I started loving him and then cuddling myself and then talking to him. And that really built up my self-esteem because when he was hurt from when I was hurt from what someone else had said or the situation, bless me. Or a situation, then he would be upset and I'd be abandoning him. So make sure you're visiting yourself and your inner child every single day, even if it's for 5 minutes sitting with yourself. Now, I've got a bonus point for you as well. I just wanted to mention, though, again, that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip, then you can subscribe to our free weekly confidence newsletter linked in the show notes below. Just click that link. Okay, now my bonus point I want to add for you. Have a morning routine that focuses on your inner world before you get into the outer world. This is a key thing for me, I found. Now, I experiment things up. I usually do like a light bit of exercise, sometimes harder exercise, like at the gym next door to begin with. So I get physically into a better state. I find if I do something too intense, like weights, even I like weights in the morning, and that's going to be a bit rough on the body when you've woken up. And the PTs I know and speak to say, yeah, don't do that straight away in the morning. So I do a light bit of exercise. Maybe it's yoga, it's stretching. Another form of yoga I've got is a Goscue. Really helps stretch out that body when we're like in slouching positions all day. And then what I'll do is I'll do a lot of inner world. And I won't go on my social media until at least midday. And this really allows me to connect with me and therefore develop a better relationship with myself. I will do some breath work, my favorite tool right now. I've currently just joined a thing called Soma Breath Work, which I'm doing some more breath work training on. And these things really allow me to connect with me. And something a bit, you know, quite in the spiritual but scientific side, something wider than me as well. I know we've got different beliefs, but when I do that in my inner world every day, that really allows me to boost my self-esteem to then come into the world and then face challenges. I've been at times where I just woke up, get on with it. And I feel like, you know, I'll get through situations, but it's harder on my relationship myself because I'm just like, I'm then completely, you know, the circumstances of the day are going to dictate how I feel about myself. So if you can get into a state and then feel good, and I find when I feel good, generally things start to roll a little bit easier for me. There's something about, you know, again, we're getting the spiritual scientific side. I look at both sides. I find that things flow a bit easier anyway because of the energy I'm putting off, right? But if things do get hard, I've got that support that I've created earlier in the morning for that morning routine. So that's my bonus point for you as well. Find some time in the morning where you can really work on your inner world. Meditation, breath work, journaling, whatever it is for you. I'll do a little bit of combination of all of them. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.